Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Unscripted Radio. Now, here they are, our dynamic trio of hosts who are always fresh, always real, and always without a script. Please put your hands together for the one and only Mike James. Always a bridesmaid, but never the bride, Jeff Patrick. And of course, the enchanting Madison M. Devine.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Unscripted Radio. It is Wednesday, July 20th, 2011. I am here joined by my... Hello?
Where the hell is that coming from?
Sorry, folks. I was just listening to the Adam Ross show. He taped down in Georgia, don't you know, so I sort of picked up an accent along the way when my southern travels. Well, all right. Well, since you interrupted and threw me, I was totally in the whole group. But anyway, what do we have an exciting show for y'all tonight? Because we are joined, of course, by the one and only Cindy Stumpo, and she is going to get her stock of greeting done by the one and only Marie. So I know we're all totally bugging about that.
Oh, yeah, we're bugging.
I'm freaking out.
I'm sorry, who says bugging anymore? My bad.
Who's bugging? What's bugging?
Oh, man.
I remember, though, one thing. Maria?
Yeah?
I'm at a disadvantage because my whole world is on the internet.
Okay,
my whole life was on TV. So.
Oh, boy. All right, well, you know what? To be honest with you, I've seen your show a couple of times. You know, I'm not going to lie. And I don't really know your background as far as your whole life history of childhood and, you know, as far as your personal life. But I do want to share this with you because this happened to me today. I went into for a meditation to see what you needed to know. And I like to do that when I'm reading people that I don't know is I usually get a message for them. And who came in but my brother that passed away. And he passed away when he was 24 back in 1988. And he had somebody with him who's related to you. I don't know what type of relationship or anything, but I got really emotional. And I had called Jeff, and he didn't pick up, and that's why I had sent you a message, because I was like, oh, my God, this is, I don't know who this is, but he said that you're going to be okay, and that was his message to tell you, and I was, like, so emotional over it, because I haven't seen my brother since his trial, which was a while ago, a long time ago, and I was just like, oh, my God, and it just hit me emotionally even now. So I don't know who that is to you, but I could say he was in his 20s because it seemed like he was around my brother's age. But I also feel like there was also, like when I talk to you, I feel like there's been, you do have a lot of decisions to make and things that are coming up, which you probably know, and some things that you, of course, you don't know. But I do feel like that you've been going through on and off time, emotional time in your life, and I just feel like that you are coming to a good phase in your life. I feel like you're done with the bad stuff. You're done, and not that it was bad stuff, but just a lot of frustrating stuff in your life as far as your career, work, just everything. I feel like it's all in the past, and I feel like you have a clear road now, and I feel like the doors are going to start opening up for you in a positive way. I mean, you're going to get hit with everyday things. We all do. And I'm not 100% right. I'll tell you right now, I've been wrong numbers of times, and I've been right, too. So there's no, I'm not going to bowl with you, you know. But I do see you, are you a Cancer, or are you Gemini, or a Cancer?
No, I'm Cancer. I'm first
you're
day Cancer.
Okay. So you're
But I hear Mercury's in my planet for the next, in August somewhere. and, like, don't do anything and sign contracts or do anything time period.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's called Mercury retrograde, and they do. They say not to sign contracts or anything for the 30 days. It's true. It's also saying don't buy anything, appliances and things. It applies to all of us, but, I mean, some people believe in it, some people don't, just like anything else. But I would say, as far as you, I think that you are going to go, you're going to do better as far as August, September, October goes. I do see a contract around you September, October that looks really good. I was picking up on your daughter, and I feel like that your daughter's been going through ups and downs. Is she in Aries? April? Is she March? End of March?
March.
Okay. Is she? Because I feel like that she's been going through some things as well, but it's going to start clearing for her, so she'll feel a lot better. I'm not saying she's feeling bad, but I just feel like it's just more emotional. And you are a very good, as far as a Cancer mothers are very good parents. They're very overprotective mothers, and you can say we got a lot, but especially, you know, you're a Cancer, you do come up in the deck as a Queen of Cups, so you're very giving, very loving, and you're always helping people. And I think you got to stop at some point in your life and say, you know what, you got to help you. And I'm not saying you don't do that, but you give a lot. You might overgive, you know, and I think it's just your nature. You love to help people. And that's what I see you doing. You come up as I'm shuffling the cards as a charity card, as always giving, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing. But I would say, what about you?
What about me?
The other thing is, I do get a new car. Are you getting another? Are you changing vehicles? Because I see a vehicle change with you.
I'm changing vehicles tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Wow.
I see a change in vehicles with her, and I get you up. You need something up high. You do better up high. If you're sitting low, she's aggravated. She needs to sit up high. So I do see, like, your SUV, a truck, there's something up high, okay? So I feel like this vehicle is going to help out, but I get a white car, a white truck, or something white. She likes white.
You know, that's very funny because I drive a black Rover, and I was going back and forth. Am I going to go white? Am I going to go black again? Am I going to go white? And my
white.
Last decision was I went black. I went
black
to black. But I was undecided. I was actually undecided, white or black. That was the two colors I was going with.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get the black one, and you want to make a bet you're going to change it for the white?
No, I'm going to stay with black.
I feel like they're going to change it. I mean, I could be wrong, but I just felt I see more as far as white with you. But either way, this could be...
Maybe the white is going to be a wedding gown.
There you go. Well, I do feel like you've had, because of your show about the relationship, but I feel like, I mean, I don't know everything, but what I'm saying is I feel like that you've had a couple of soulmates. You've had more than a lot of us. You've had two soulmates. You can have more than one soulmate. You have two soulmates in your life. And I often tell my clients this, you can have more than one soulmate, you know. I feel like that you've got to make some decisions as far as that. And I feel good as we are right now. Right now, this month, I would tell you not to make any decisions, you know, as far as with the retrograde coming up, as far as August, but... And I'm talking big, big decisions, not, you know, as far as getting another car, that's fine. Anything else, I would kind of hold off. But I do see you in talks. I feel like there's a new or another network that's going to be coming up, picking you up, okay? You might say that's impossible, but I do feel like there's another network, and that's going to be around you September to October.
Okay.
You'd be really happy about that. It's a lot more money, too. It's just everything. It's just going to be really good for you.
Well,
so you're going to be real.
That.
So I get good with her. The only thing is, you're not sleeping good at night? Are you having a hard time sleeping?
I don't know. All depends on what night it is and what went on that day.
Oh,
so, sometimes I sleep very good and others no.
Yeah, because it just shows you're not getting enough rest. But
okay, then
that,
that's fine. That would be true. I don't get enough rest. You're right on that one.
Other than that, I feel like as far as... See, I feel like the last 4 years have been like a struggle. You've had a really lot of good things happen, but there's been a lot of, like, frustrating things in your life, too. And you're always the one that try to... Everybody calls to... They need you, they need you, they need you. That's what I feel. That's what I get. But I also feel like, too, there's also going to be some new property. I don't know. See, I don't know anything about, like, as far as your personal. I know you buy property, this and that. But I see something of yours, not something that you're going to sell, something that's yours that you're going to be buying, okay? So I see a new home, but it's tropical, okay? It's more a tropical climate. So you are going to be getting a home. And I do see, even with this, the economy being the way it is, I do see a lot of money around you. So your financial part is going to be good. I don't see anything as far as, the only thing I feel like that might be holding you up now is around this the program. But I do see there's another contract, or there's something with the contract, and I feel like that's more September, October, but it's good. It's good news. You got delays. When I'm doing your cards here, you got delays on things. Does that make sense? Like, you're trying to move forward and you feel like you can't?
Yeah, makes a lot of sense right now. Yeah.
That's
my work life right now. Yes, we're on a push on a couple jobs. We're delayed because of the bad winter we had. So we're on a complete GM down push that we just keep trying to play catch up out there right now.
After this month, it's free. You're gonna feel like a release. I'm gonna say you're gonna feel like free. You're gonna feel so much better because everything's gonna start being undelayed. So hang in there. There's like another week left. After that, you're going to feel, like, totally better. And somehow, it's interesting, I feel like you're going to do really good during the retrograde. They might say some people do better during a retrograde. So I feel like you're going to do really well. And I also see, I feel like, too, I want to say with your son, there's a lot of competitions coming up with him as well. Is one of them going back to school, or is that your daughter? Because I feel like she wants to... either go back to school, there's more things around her. They both might. Because I get, you get the school card here. So they're definitely going back to learn more. Very creative. What sign is your son? Can I ask? What month is he?
August 31st.
Oh, so he's a Virgo. He's very precise. He's a go-getter. He knows what he wants. And, like, they're both very close to you, and I get really good. Do you notice with them? He could be a little bit hard on himself at times.
Very.
But, yeah, he needs to put the baseball bat away. But he's going to do really good, though. He is a pusher, he is a go-getter, and he'll get what he wants. I actually get a lot of numbers with him. Like, he could be doing accounting work, he might not want to do that, but... I mean, there's numbers with him. He's very good with math. I don't know if you know that. I see numbers with him and figures and that type of stuff with him.
Gianna, Brady is in math, but okay. numbers do play a role in what he does. Yes, they do.
Okay, because I get numbers
are a big thing in what he does.
Okay. And with your daughter, I feel like that she could have did anything. When she's in Aries, she's very free-spirited. And she's the one that,
no,
like, she's daring. She'll, like, I'll do it, Ma. I'll do it. I'll do this. I'll do that. You're, like, you're looking at her like, you will? you know, and she takes life like she's a risk-taker, okay? She'd be the one that'd be like, she'll jump out of the helicopter. I'll do it. I don't care. You know, but it would be safety as well, but she, you know, she'll take a risk. And I just feel like that was she going to originally go into the medical field? Because I get medical around her.
No.
I don't know why. I just feel like that, I don't know if at one time she thought of it, but I don't know why I get her more around the medical field. Unless she's going to be with somebody that's in the medical field, did something connecting her with that. That's what we pick up with her. But I do see both your kids doing really well. I do feel like that they're getting more and more focused. I don't want to say kids, but the adults. But I see them being more and more focused, so I see them doing really both really well. The other thing is there any type of plan? I'm hearing something before December keeps coming up. So is there another property or something that you are going to be purchasing before December of your own, not to sell or?
No, but I did get something in a tropical area, but it's for my son, but we will all use it, but it's basically for my son.
Oh, okay.
Actually I just did today.
Okay, that's what I'm probably picking up then. But I feel like, too, that you're very intuitive, too. Now, and I'm saying that I really believe we all are. It's just in tuning into that area. And a lot of people are, like, either scared or they don't want to know. But actually, we get our psychic ability from the water signs, and especially the Pisces sign. So with your water sign, yeah, you're very intuitive, and I would say listen to yourself, you know, with any types of decisions. And I think you have done that, and that's why you've become so successful and really well. You followed your gut feeling, you know. And,
oh, is that why nothing gets by me?
That's right.
Is that why nobody can get anything by me? Does that play into it at all?
Yeah, probably. But they know, too. And one thing about you with your Cancer, you want everything up front. You want the truth. You don't want people dancing around you. It's like, tell it like it is, and that's how you are. You're a truth seeker, you know. And you'll give anybody anything. When someone needs something, you don't brag about that. You're just like, you know what, don't worry about it. You know, take it, leave it, you know, see you later. And that's the good part about you. People see your heart. People see how you are, you know. And you just want to be, like you said before, you want to be down to, you are down to earth. You're very down to earth. And you want people to understand, look, at you know what, you're, you know, a good person and with a very big heart. You know, I see it as like the charity card keeps popping up, you know. So I also feel like there's going to be a lot of parties and events coming up for you. And you might feel a little bit overwhelmed with that. I'm going to say there's like three of them that you might have heard of for August. I really feel like with August is going to be a big month of different celebrations around you and events, people calling you. But as far as your work, I feel like that's by next week you're going to see a big break in that. This is going to sound strange, but are you waiting for some type of delivery that has to do with wood?
No, but you are right. In a week, two jobs wrap up, and it'll be a lot of stress off my back, actually. We got another week on two of them that are a push.
Mm-hmm.
Literally a week. But
wow.
No, am I waiting for any deliveries? No, I'm not waiting for any deliveries. Well, of course, I'm always waiting for deliveries in my type of business, so I'm sure I am.
There's something big with wood. I don't know why I'm picking that up. That sounds strange, but I get, like, a lot of wood or something with wood. But I also feel, too, that there's also going to be, when this ends for you, there's going to be two more jobs right away. So I feel like the work is definitely really coming in, and I get good with it. You're not going to be without. The other thing is, who's talking about getting a dog? Who wants a dog? Puppy.
Better be nobody in my family.
I hear it. I want a puppy.
No more dogs in my family. Oh, no, we got Madison. That's it. That's it for me. I'm done with dogs. I'm done with kids. No dogs, no kids, no. No more dogs. I can guarantee you that.
I'm hearing a puppy. I don't know why. I just wanted to share that. Can you just say your name three times, please? Just your first name.
My first name or my whole name?
Yep. You just your first name.
Cindy.
I will say this. Do you feel like if there's some jealousy around you at all? Because you get the Queen of Swords. So I would say it's usually someone that you know that you'd be like a little standoffish, like it doesn't mean that they're going to hurt you anything, huh?
That's my whole life, hon.
Oh, because you got the
Queen
of Swords.
I think people don't realize. I think they just think that, you know, I've got this great life and, you know, I just pick the money off a back tree that's growing in my backyard. People see, you know, what they want to see when they look at a picture. So,
oh,
jealousy, yes, I've been surrounded by that my whole life. I can honestly say that.
Well, this is just to say right here, the Queen of Swords, to be careful. And you have a lot of love around you. All right, and you know what? I go, I feel like things come to you at night. Do you pick up things psychically? Like, do you feel like you have this feeling about something that comes over you at night? Because that's when you're most relaxed. That's when
Absolutely.
Most of us are. Yeah, because I feel like, listen to yourself at night. You get the High Priestess, which is a psychic card, which I feel like at night, that's when you're definitely very intuitive.
Okay,
also,
wait, girls, just let me break in for a second.
Sure.
Cindy's daughter Sam wants to come on for a second, and I want to let everybody know, for those of you that are calling in, they want to get their free reading. We're going to start taking calls after 9:30, and Marie will be back on with us. If you don't get through tonight, August 17th, it's a Wednesday. And if you have any questions for her, her website link is on our website, and you can, if you can't get a hold of her because she's going away for the next couple of weeks, you can email us on the site, and I will make sure that your contact information gets to her. So let me just pull Sam on real quick so she can say what she needs to say.
Okay.
Samantha, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Divine.
I was watching my mom as you were talking to her, and I feel like she's like so zoned in at what you were saying.
Oh, I hope she liked it. It's kind of hard to do it on the radio because you get the other, you know, there's other vibrations and energies and different things at work. But let me shuffle these up. I did feel, did you ever want to go in the medical field or anything?
No, never. I volunteered when I was younger, like in hospitals and stuff, but like nothing besides that.
No, you know what? I feel like it could be too that it could be someone that you end up with. It doesn't mean like it's now, or it just could be something. It's not something bad. It's something good around the medical, and just remember that.
Okay.
I don't know what it has to do. It could be someone that you end up marrying, someone, you know, you end up being with. But I'm just going to shuffle these cards. But have you been feeling like you've been going through up and down time as well? Because it's been tough for your sign as well, especially the last couple of months. You might have felt like...
April, I was in a car accident.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, boy.
It's okay. I'm okay, but, like, yeah, that's what I've been dealing with.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you was, you might have just broke up or you might have just split up. There's something going on for July, for Aries, that you might feel, you know, like just frustrated with everything. So you might be feeling that tonight. But it will, as much as I told your mother, it's affecting her as well. We have another week of it, and it will pass, so hang in there, you know.
Okay.
It's just a different time to go through it. Like, I think for I don't want to say think, but when I pick up with your brother with his sign, he's probably not going through this, but you and your mama, and it will change in August. So just hang on. I want you to say your name three times, please.
Samantha, Samantha, Samantha.
Okay, and I just pulled out 10 cards for you. Have there been, like, some confusion around your love life? Because it looks like that you're very, I don't want to say very confused, but you feel a little bit pulled on which direction, where to go and what to do. Okay, because you get the Seven of Cups, so there's some confusion right now. And plus you got people from your past coming around you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And plus, there's someone that, like, I don't know how much you guys want me to say on the air, but there's
no, let it out.
Like,
let it out.
Oh, there's someone around you that's been like a close friend, and I feel like he's like kind of back and forth in your life. And I just get a lot of people around you, and you're taking your time, and you're smart about that. She definitely, I don't want to say you're fussy, but I'd rather say you're fussy. I feel like you are in a way of who, ain't we all, who to go out with and who we ain't. I could say some people ain't. But I just feel like you're very choosy, which is a good thing, and I just feel like you have to have that connection. But I do feel like somebody's been wanting to take you out and want to go out with you, and you're like, I don't want. They're not, you like them, but they're not your type. I don't know how to put it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, it's been hard for you. But there's been somebody, it looks like there's somebody from your past. Can I ask you, because I feel like there's going to be, if not, there's going to be a marriage offer here.
Over my dead body. Forget that.
But it feels like that there's, she got the Four of Wands and the Ace of Pentacles, which is a marriage, but it doesn't mean it's now. That's definitely coming up as far as your future. There's two people, okay, from your past that I'm not crazy about, okay? One mm-hmm. seems like he's very unbalanced, and I think you know who it is. And the other one, he's all right. It's up and down with that.
What do you mean by up and down?
Well, he's not certain, and you might be uncertain whether you should be like, should you give him another chance to take him back, you know? It seems like you keep getting the past card, so things from your past are going to keep coming back. You're not causing it, but they keep wanting to come back in your life. And these are people that you have dated or went out with, or do you know what I mean?
I know.
I'm getting a text right now from somebody in Sam's past that thinks we're talking about him.
And
I think he's right, so I'm going to text him back. I think you're right.
But I think you're going to do really, really awesome. I think that you're going to feel a little bit confused because she does have a lot of people from her past coming in. And when I say a lot, you know, I want to say like there's two or three, maybe four that want to see you. And you, I feel like there's someone definitely she's thinking of from her past, but there's also someone new. You've got a lot of people from your past. I'm trying to sort this out. And I just feel like that there's one in particular that could be a rekindle. That's up to you. I can't make a decision. That's totally up to you what you want to do. You're going to have to make a decision about that. So there is an offer, but I would say in the next 4 days, 4 weeks, I see you entering into a relationship, or I don't even like to say relationship, dating. There's something good there for you. And if you said, who is it, I feel like it's someone from your past. Now, sometimes it doesn't always mean you necessarily went out with them or, you know what I mean? It could be that you know them for a while. So there's something good there for you as well. And it looks like there's a bunch of money coming around you around August time as well, as far as money and gifts and things like that.
Oh, you mean she's gonna be independent financially? And stop stealing my socks.
There's money coming into her, that's for sure. But as far as love, I do feel like there's somebody good coming into her as far as a love relationship. I feel really good about that. She's going to be happy about that. But she is very independent. She likes her freedom. She doesn't want someone too clingy. She needs her space. You know, guys out there, let her breathe. she has a mind of her own, and she is a go-getter. And she's another one that, like, she wants the truth, you know? She's not going
to... Yeah, she doesn't like to be lied to either.
Yeah, she doesn't. And I feel... I guess
for all you men out there, women don't like to be lied to.
Neither do gay men, darling.
Especially as far as Aries. Now, is there someone in your past, Samantha, that's been back and forth, or that you feel like it's been back and forth in your life?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I actually I talked to a couple of my exes, yeah. But
yeah.
One I'm very close friends with.
Okay. Well, they, one of them really wants to be with you, and really, and you know that. And this, I want to say, there's also love is like, in, love is in friendship, there's love, and that's why I said, just take your time right now. But I'm surprised, like, I felt like 2010 would have been a good year for you last year, as far as relationship, okay? And I really feel, was you in a relationship last year? Because I feel strong on that.
No, I broke up with both.
Okay. All right. So this is going to be a new beginning for you. I feel like by August, or August for you as well, looks good as far as relationships. And that's only a week away. I mean, it could be in the beginning of August or mid-August. It just shows something very quick. You are...
What do you mean by quick?
Well, it could happen quick. It could be August 1st. It could happen. Like, in other words, when you meet someone, you know if you like them or you don't. You're cut and dry. You're not, you like them or you don't. There's no, like, oh, all right, I'll see. I'll think about it. I feel like you have a big heart as well. You're a giver as well. You'll try to help people, but at the same time, you know, you'll pull back and see, you know, you want to see a big picture. And what I'm talking about is, I feel like if you meet this person or see this person, it will be just quick. You decide, you know what, I'm going to give it a chance. Let's go for it. Do you jump like that sometimes? Or? Because Aries can be spontaneous, you know. And they're also the fire sign. So,
I guess kind of. I don't know. I am kind of cut and dry.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, you know, when I've just pulled out three cards for you, and I get, like, the Page of Cups, the Ace of Swords, and the Nine of Cups. So you definitely have your wish around love and feeling happy, and that's how you are. You just want to be happy, and you can say, yeah, that's how we all want to be. Correct. But you do have your wish coming up where you're going to start feeling really good, really happy about everything, and things are going to start changing around you. Are you seeing a physical therapist because of the accident or a chiropractor or someone right now? That's why I'm picking up medical around you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So that's probably why I'm getting the medical. That's going to, I feel like that's going to get better for you as well. What always seems to be bothering you is your neck. I don't know why, but I pick up your neck, head and neck. You always got to be careful of them two things. And that's just an Aries, more of an Aries sign, okay? But I do see you doing really good. You do hold in a lot, you know. You try not to. And I'd say with her, don't get her mad, you know. You're very loving. You'll do a lot for people, but don't get you mad, you know. But I do see you doing really well. I feel like you do get a lot of... a happy card in a sense of you being happy, inner peace around you, where you're going to feel really good. I like the person that's coming into your life. It looks good as far as relationship. I feel really good. Feel
well,
good around my
heart.
So
you got Samantha
this,
down
guys.
Perfectly.
But we've got to get some other callers as well tonight. Even though I love Cindy and Sam, I love you so much. I want you to stay on air with us if you can. But there's a few callers that I want to get to that have called in that really want to talk to Marie. And just a reminder again that Marie will be back on with us Wednesday, August 17th. If you don't get through tonight, make sure you listen to that show. She'll probably be on about once a month with us. It'll be great, and if you want to have a party with her and have your friends, you can look her up again on her Angels Calling page on Facebook. There's a link to our page as well as a link to Cindy's personal site. She's on Facebook. Sam's on Facebook, and we love you guys. So we've got to get to the
phone. Wait. One question. Wait, got a question. What do you see about Cindy's love life?
Ooh.
Oh, I see it delayed. I see a big delay. She had a lot of
delays. Am I always on delay here?
I know. What's going on? But like I said, it August, let me see.
Just call me
well,
when she's
delayed. Well, it looks like, I'll tell you this. Let me tell you this. I get Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius man. She comes up as the emperor, someone like higher than her. It is all around. It could be someone that owns their own business.
So wait a minute, Aries, Leo. Wait a minute, hold on, Maria. It's either Aries, Leo, or a Sagittarius.
Yep. And I like her with Sagittarius, and that with Leo as well. She gets along good with them signs. And also, too, I feel like as far as her, as far as real estate, I don't know why that just came out of my mouth, but it could be someone in real estate because it comes up as the emperor. So it's someone with their own business, their own, someone wealthy. And then next to it, it came up with the Nine of Wands, which has to do with work. So it's definitely someone around her work or something to do with interacting with her work. And whoever it is very gentle, is very good with her. They have kittens by their feet, so I feel like that it's someone very good for her. I just feel like that she's more concerned right now with, she's got to figure out what she wants to do. And right now she wants to square away the work thing, and this is why I feel like it's on delay psychically. She wants to square off the work thing and square off what she needs to, and then go forth with her love life.
Can I ask you a question?
70 years old with a cane and with my love life.
No, you won't.
Oh,
but
God.
Samantha, can I just go back to Samantha for 1 second?
Okay, we've got like 1 minute, and then I'm sorry, I've got
to
wrap it up. We've got to get
Samantha,
to the caller.
I just want to tell you that I pulled out 3 cards. Whoever you're going to be with has dark hair. It does have a good family life. That's important to you as well. And you'll like that. You're going to really like that in this person. You'll know who I'm talking about. There's going to be a direct connection. I just feel like there's a connection. I feel like very soon you're going to be in a relationship. You're not that far at all. I'm a little shocked, actually, you're not in a relationship. So
I think I am, too.
But it's good. It's good. You know, I don't really see anything bad around you, but has anybody been sick and that's been a little bit of concern? And it's minor things. I don't get anything major, but minor health issues around you. But it's nothing. I don't feel like it's anything major.
Well, that is a very good sign to end this on. I'm sorry. We've got to get to some of the callers.
All right. Okay.
But we're all so damn long-winded, we could do a 2-hour show just reading each other.
I know.
All right. Cindy, Samantha, I love you. I hope you hang on. So let's get our first caller.
I'm going to stay on. I want to see if any of Tough as Nails fans calling.
And we've got Michael's been screening the call room, so he's already got them all numbered. So I don't.
Oh, he
I don't
should
know
be fun to read,
are.
Though.
I know. So
all right.
Do you want to take?
Let's
pull
see
on the first caller.
Absolutely. I've got our first one. Not too far away. I've got Marcia from Taunton, Massachusetts, on with us. Marcia, what is your question for Marie?
Hi, Marie.
Hi.
I want to know how my life's doing. Where am I going?
Okay. What sign are you?
Cancer.
What month? A Cancer. No, a Cancer.
I heard all that.
You should have just listened to Cindy's reading. Because a lot of what's going on with cancers, astrology-wise, is a lot of it's going to be delayed. Now, there's 2 types of cancers. There's 2 types of every sign. But I feel like I feel like you're really kind of frustrated right now in your love life, okay? So I just feel like that you want to know where your life's going. I feel like that you've been, like, pushing things to happen, and you do feel like you're kind of stuck in the mud right now, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So I would say, as far as you, I told her, it will change in August. I think you're going to have to wait this one out, and it's only, like, a week away. Sometime in August, I do see a change. You also, there's also, too, with you, I'm going to go back 5 years with you. What has been going on? Because I feel like it's been family, it's been health issues, it's just been on and on and on, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Who passed away around you? Someone around you in spirit?
My husband.
Okay, that's one. Did he just pass 2 years ago or recently?
Yeah, 3.
Okay. He's around you. I also see, like, grayish hair with him. Was it his heart? I don't know why I get his heart. He might have had some other disease, but I feel like his heart gave up. Or,
yeah.
Okay. He's around you, and I feel like since he passed, you have really, and of course we all would, I'm so sorry to hear this, but I feel like that he's okay. He's saying he's okay. I want you to know that he's okay. He's coming through strong. I want to say he's talking about a Bob or a Robert. Do you know anybody with that name?
Yes.
That passed? You do? Okay, he's talking about him. He has some importance with him. I feel like that with him, he's okay. Did his mother pass? Because I feel like he's with a female, like his mother.
Yes.
Okay, he's with his mother, and they're okay. They're saying they're okay. What's going on? Do you have a child?
Yes.
What's going on with your child? Is that a boy?
Yes.
Son? What's going on with him? He's going through a tough time?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you've been really concerned with him. You're worried about him. And I just feel like that you're wondering what you can do to help him. I see your life changing. I'm going to tell you honestly, I feel like it's going to start getting better. And you might say, one, I would say starting in August, it doesn't mean August is going to be boom and it's going to be all better. I start seeing you getting fully, things getting better for you. So I do feel like as far as money, just as far as love, and around your son, there's worry around him. I feel like I'm picking up your worry, and I feel like that's going to change with you. So what sign is your son?
Gemini,
okay. Has he been going, like, has he been back and forth with things? Has he been, like, he doesn't know what he wants to do, he does, he's kind of up and down?
Yes.
Because I just feel like he's not certain what he wants to do, what he wants, you know, I feel like him telling you he wants to do this, and then he changes his mind, and, you know, Gemini is a little bit like the Pisces sign. They kind of flip-flop. Not that it's bad. I mean, we all do certain things. But I also feel like that with you, hang in there, it will change for you. So I do feel good. But let me just, can you just say your name 3 times and I'll just pick out 3 cards for you?
Okay. Masha, Masha, Masha.
Is somebody in the military?
Yes.
Is that your son?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like that your son, I get someone in uniform, and I feel like you're very concerned where he's going to be deployed, and he worries about you. That's why, is he living with you? Is he at your home?
Is he with me? No, he's overseas.
Oh, he is. Okay. When he comes home, does he stay with you at home? I don't know why I keep getting the home I'm hearing.
No, I have 2 sons. I have one that's in Iraq and one that's with me now.
Oh, okay. Only that's why I'm getting confused. Cause all right. So I see this. I do, because I see home, and I'm hearing. So which one are you concerned with? So there's a concern with both of them, not just one.
Right.
I do feel like that you're worried about the one that's home because he's not. You want him to be doing a little bit more. But I feel like they're worried about you because of all the stuff you've been through. So they're more worried about you than, you know what I mean? It's just this big circle of worry, people, you know. But I feel like that I do see them as far as you and your in your children. I do see good around. the one that's overseas, I see that a lot of protection around him. I feel like there's, like, a lot of white light around him, so I feel good with that. And also, too, I just feel like that you're more of a homebody type, correct? You like to be at home a lot?
Yes.
Yeah. I go, it's your home means a lot to you, and that's another thing with cancers. They are homebodies, nothing wrong with it. They like to be home. If they can get out, they will, you know, there's times where, of course, they want to be out, but they rather just their comfort in their home. The cards that I picked out for you, it does show that, you know, things right now, I don't know what's going on with your work situation or if you're even working, because it shows that you're kind of struggling financially here. Is that correct? Like,
yes.
Financially? Yeah, because I feel like you're struggling financially, and there's been some health issues with you. But I also feel like a lot of it, do you feel like a lot of this is stress-related?
Yes.
And who's Joe? I get Joe with you. I'm getting the name. Who's Joe or John? Joe?
People in my past that just
contacted you?
Yeah,
because you got a lot of people showing up in everybody's path lately. Are you worried?
We've got 1 minute warning. 1 minute warning.
Okay, are you worried about taking this person or seeing this person? Because you're scared about it. You don't know. Yeah. I would just be careful with that about the past. I mean.
Yeah, I don't think I'd see that person. I don't think it'd be a good idea.
I don't either. I agree. I agree. I think it's too many problems with that person.
Not to interrupt you, because I'm going to come see you real soon with Jess. Real quick question. Is my husband with my daughter?
Is your husband with your daughter? Hold on. I feel like that he is. I feel like that he is. Did your daughter die at a young age?
Yes.
Like 1 or 2, or was it month or 2 months?
No.
It was older than that? Could have been 10. I don't know. There's a 1 with it. That's why I'm asking that. She could have been 12, 13. I'm not sure. But was she in her teens? Or?
Yeah, she was 19.
Okay. Because it was a 1 with it. I wasn't sure. I feel like, that she is, they're together. And, you know, I'm not a total medium, but when I pick up spirit, I'll tell you. But I do feel like that I picked him up very strong, and I do feel like, and I do believe that they're together.
Well, I want to thank Marsha for calling in. We've got to get to the next caller.
Okay,
Mike,
sure.
Do you want to tell us who it is? Mike? Okay.
Hi.
Debbie is our next caller. Hi, Debbie. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Debbie, what sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Okay. Let's see. I just want to shuffle these up for you. And with you, I just feel like that you like to be happy-go-lucky. I feel like that as far as you've been through enough stuff, another one that's been through a lot, and haven't we all, but I feel like that there's a trip coming up with you. Right away I got a trip when you said your name. Is there somewhere where you're going, I get more warmer climate with you? And you do like to travel, correct?
I used to travel a lot. I used to drive tractor-trailer. And
okay.
I am thinking about going and visiting my brother and sister-in-law that lives in Illinois, and it's very hot there right now.
Okay, but I do see trips with you. So right away I got the trip. And I just see that I feel like there's a couple of trips, actually, a couple of journeys. Is there 2 children in your life? 2 kids, or I don't like to say kids, but do you have 2 children?
No, I had 4 of my own and 2 that I adopted.
Okay. Okay.
And,
so
is this
who that's very close with you right now?
Yes.
And is the other ones? The other ones are close. I'm not saying they're not close. What I'm saying is I see them a little bit distant, whether they're living in another state or whether they're just being a little bit distant. But I see two of them very close.
I have two that live. I have one that lives at home and one that lives about 8-9 minutes away from me. And
okay.
The rest of them live in Auburn, New York.
Oh, okay. That's what that is. I feel like, as far as you, I feel like around love, around your love life, there's been a concern, okay? And there's also been, with you, I feel like family, there's been some family issues that have been coming up with you.
Yes.
Now, you're the peacemaker, and you don't want to get involved. You're like, everybody get along. You do try to, like, back off. You're like, you're the peacemaker. So I would say stay that way because I feel like that somebody's trying to drag you into some family argument, and I would say kind of stay out of that. Excuse me?
I said yep.
Yeah, so I would stay out of that. Try to stay out of that the best you can. And that's what frustrates you about your family because you're easygoing and you just want them to be happy and you don't understand why there's so many disagreements and arguments.
Correct. Very correct.
I get a lot. Did you have a lot of girls? Because I get a lot of girls. It seems a lot of girls. Did you have
five girls, one boy.
Yeah, I get a lot of girls around you.
Yes.
Now, I feel like that one of your daughters, is she a model or a consultant? She's up there in New York?
No.
She's very creative.
I do have a daughter that likes to draw, and she likes to do poetry, and that's my youngest.
Yeah, because there's a big side to, I don't know, but this daughter, there's one of your daughters that's going to be very well known. I'll tell you right now, I feel like there's a side to her that you haven't seen yet, and that's going to come out. I also feel like, as far as you, are you married right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What sign is your husband?
He was born in the end of September.
Okay. So he's a Libra. He likes to travel too, but he has just been very concerned about his work. I feel like he has his own business. If he doesn't, he should. He might have his own business and got out of it. But there's been a lot of stuff around him, too, with his family as well.
Yes, and my husband's disabled now. He's very sick.
Oh, he is. Oh, sorry to hear that. Did he have his own business or anything at one time?
He used to do roofing.
Okay. So I feel like that, I just feel like the last 4 or 5 years for him, I would say the last 4 years. Did he get sick 4 years ago?
But that's about when we found out that he was very sick, yes.
Okay. Because I just feel like he some days he feels better than others, and that's normal. But I just feel like that he is a fighter, you know, and at times he does feel like forget it, and he's worried a lot, you know. And he's worried a lot about you, you know, and you're worried about him. But I do feel like that you've been trying different things with him is different things to try to get him better or be more comfortable.
Yes.
Because you've been concerned about him. I feel like that two of your daughters are very close with him. And they don't want to leave. They want to be with them all the time. Do you know?
Yeah.
You know who that is? Yeah. I just feel like there's a very closeness, and I also feel like he has somebody around him. I don't take this like in a bad way, but I feel like there's someone around him in spirit, okay, that has been trying to help him. That's been there with him.
Okay.
Oh, I feel like it's a woman, too.
I just want to let you guys know we have 1 minute, and then I've got to get to the next caller. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Is there anybody? As far as you, I don't predict death, so I'm not going to do that, you know. I just feel like that I don't, for this year, I don't want to say I'm, you know, going anywhere. I just feel like that this has been going on for a while, and
yeah.
I don't see him going anywhere right now. I can tell you that.
Okay.
But I would just
hang
in there.
Look, I want to thank Debbie for calling in. We've got to get to the next caller.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Because the show ends at 10 o'clock tonight. Sorry, everybody. We just can't pull the 2 hour tonight.
Okay.
But we have Michael is on the air, I hope.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Michael.
Yes.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hello. Hey, I'm watching the chat. There's a Leo in the house.
Are you a Leo, Michael?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to shuffle these up, and I want you to say your name three times, please.
Michael, Michael, Michael.
Michael, you might, as being a Leo, I have a lot of good friends that are Leo, so you might be feeling a lot of frustration and more in your work than anything right now. And that should have been changed a long time ago for Leos, but unfortunately it's still kind of a frustrating time for you. But I do feel like that's going to change. You do worry a lot and you keep it in. You do hold a lot of things in. So you should be voicing things more if you can, okay?
Okay.
People love to be around you because you are a free spirit and you're easy. I feel like you're easygoing, okay? And I also feel like that you got pretty good cards. Are you going to Florida or is there a trip coming up, more warmer climate? Because you got the sun card here that's coming up.
I hope so.
But no, is there other trips too? Because it looks like there could be for you too as well. It looks like two or three trips. Okay. And
I was down Florida about 3 weeks ago. Possibly going back soon, hopefully.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to go back because it. The other thing is too. Your main thing is for you is financial, okay? And it's not like your main thing, but it is one of your main things. You do worry about money a lot. Leos do tend to do that. It's not a bad thing, but you want to make sure you're secure. And I just feel like that you have the Ace of Pentacles as well, and that's a large sum of money coming being pushed in. So it looks like you're right above you. And so that's in the next, I would say in the next month and a half, there's a large sum of money coming into you. So that looks good. Do you have two boys? Any
one
children?
Boy.
One boy?
Son.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he going through issues right now? Because if he is, he'll get straightened out by the end of August, September, around the fall.
No. Well,
is he worried about money?
I would think so, yes, because he just turned 17. I would imagine that's probably one of his worries. He has money.
Well, he likes the best. I go, you like the best of everything. He likes the best of everything, but you also want to be happy as well. We all want the best of everything. But I feel like that, he's one of your main concerns, and Leo's too. They're very, very giving people, very, you know, forthright person. And I just feel like with you, you're very, you know, you like the truth, you're very honest, and I feel like that you worry a lot about they're good parents, Leo's, Cancers, you know, a lot of parents with the signs are good parents. So I feel like that. As far as your son, you do worry a lot about him. I mean, you don't.
Extremely.
The thing is, you don't. I keep hearing you don't express yourself enough. So I would definitely, you know, try to express yourself more.
Look, I'm sorry to cut this off, but we're going to go off air online for everybody, so I need to let them know.
What about my love life? Oh, one thing. What about my love life?
We can stay on the air for a second, but for everybody online, thank you for listening. If you want to listen to the rest of this, call into the call-in line and you can hear, and we'll go on for a few extra minutes. But, okay, go ahead. Thanks, everybody. Tune in tomorrow night. Go ahead, Marie.
Okay, as far as your love life, it looks like that you're worried about that. There's a lot of fear there, but you've got the Page of Cups, so that's going to break soon. So whatever you've been worried about, that's going to work out for you, and that's around your love life. Do you want to go with someone from your past or go back with someone from your past?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it looks like there's going to be some decisions with that, but I feel good with it. And I also get trips with you, New Hampshire, Maine. You like it quiet. You know, I see New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, that way. You do like more. I get more woodsy areas.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Do you like it up there more? It's more relaxed for you? Or,
I like abroad. You know, I'm just going across. I like a little of everything. I mean, I can go to the woods. I can go down to, you know, South Beach. I mean, so.
Well, as long as you're with people you love, that mm-hmm. does mean a lot as well to you. And when you love people, you give it your all. Okay.
Yeah.
And I also feel like that as far as with your son too. But I do feel like your son's going to balance out in August. I'm not saying he's unbalanced, but he's up in the air about things in his life. And I think he really is frustrated around financial work, just different things are hitting him. Now, it looks like within 3 weeks for you, there's some contracts that are going to be signed. Also, too, are you buying a car? Because there's a car here, vehicle coming up. Okay. And
I've been thinking about one.
Yeah, I think you're going to buy a vehicle. And the other thing is you got the Star card. So if you've been having health issues, your health issues are going to get better, and you're also going to be moving, too.
Wow, that's weird. Okay. I do have health issues. Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? It's around your chest area, too, or your lungs. I don't know, your chest. But I feel like it's going to be okay. All right? You might say, no, it's your stomach, but you're going to be fine. There's nothing bad. I feel like a lot of it is the food that you're eating is not, you're not processing your food. I don't know why I'm saying that, but it's coming out.
Okay.
Do you have, and plus, what's wrong with your knee, too?
If anything, it would be, like, kind of arthritis.
Yeah. Knee. That's your left knee?
It's both knees, actually.
Yeah, well, the left one's worse than the right, but I just feel like that your knees bother you a lot. And I just think there's different things that have been bothering your back more, like, you know. But I do feel like as far as your health, I do see it's starting to get better. I would be careful of what you're eating.
Okay.
Stay away from acidy foods. I do get good with you. I feel like your overall cards, your three cards I picked are really good. So, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, you're worried about your health, but I do get good with it, you know.
Good.
It's a health card. So, you're going to lose weight, too. Are you worried about weight right now?
Yeah.
Yes,
I am. It's never been an issue with mine, but the medication is putting on weight. That's one of the side effects. So, yeah, it's kind of an issue in my head.
All right. Well, you know what? You got your wish around love, too. And when you really love someone, you have a hard time letting it go. I don't care if it's 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been 10 years ago, and you just feel that connection, and it's hard for you to let go. So
okay.
I just feel like, I'm going to tell you, I feel like this year it looks good for you. It looks better later in the year for you. I'm not saying that this year the summer is going to be lousy. I just feel like keep doing what you're doing. You're going to be fine. I would say keep doing what you're doing.
Sounds good to me, Marie.
It looks good. You got a lot of wish cards and good cards as far as
Cindy, what do you think?
What do I think?
I like it.
Gee, I don't know, because he's the Leo, and I'm the guy. I'm the person in the background from the years ago.
Oh,
you are. Oh, he can't let go. Loves you.
Hey, Jeff, are we Mike? Are we off yet? Who's on here with us?
No, we're still on. Like, we're recording now for the archive show, so people will listen to it when they replay the show. But we're off streaming online.
Okay, so nobody can hear us right now, but they can later.
Well, they can if they go back and play the show afterwards, and whoever's listening.
Maria, let me ask you a question. Does Michael's life look anything that it's been turbulent or will be turbulent or has been turbulent or...
Whose life? I'm sorry?
Michael's.
Michael's life? I feel like that his life has been up and... He's had a hard life, and I feel like that... His life hasn't been, like, he gets over one thing and another thing happens, and he's like, he just feels, but he holds a lot in. He's a very, very caring person. He's a very, I like him. I think he's very giving. What I like to see him do is get things out because he holds things in and they affect his health.
That's funny. Okay.
And he needs to get it out. He doesn't like to fight. And you know what I see him doing? I see him on near somebody's counter, and I see his leg shaking. What is that? Do you shake your knee when you're nervous, or you shake your leg?
I'm shaking now. I'm shaking the now. No, that's too weird now. Because
my
leg's up on the counter shaking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you always bounce in there. But I feel
okay,
like
that's a little spooky.
He is. When you get nervous, I see a bounce with him. And I also feel like that he wants to give, he wants to help people as well. And what gets him is the financial part. Like I said, it really when that goes off for him, when that's frustrated to him, it seems like it affects everything else in his area, meaning his love life, his son. It just affects everything. And I don't think he does it like, it's not purposely done, it's subconsciously. So I feel like when that straightens out, I feel like it's going to be a whole better.
Well, Maria,
let me
ask you, why does Michael tend to sabotage everything that is good in his life? He makes
because
one,
he doesn't
make
believe
it bad.
He deserves it because of his childhood.
What about his childhood?
Wow.
He doesn't feel like he deserves it because of his childhood. I feel like he's had a very hard life as far as his childhood went. And you know, I feel like you've always been there or you've been around him. I don't know about his childhood, but as far as now, I feel like that in the past you've helped him out a lot, you know, more being there, supportive, and he's always helped you. And you two had a past life together. Tell you that right
have
now.
Have we?
You have. And that's why you're so close in this life. Now, you could have been brother and sister, you could have been married before, but you definitely had a past life together.
Well, maybe he was
Cindy?
The responsible one back then, and I was the irresponsible one.
HGTV, what?
But I feel like that you two When things get better for him, and that's what frustrates Cindy is because she feels like every time she gets close to him and things are going really good for you two, he sabotages it, and she doesn't understand. She's like, what is he doing? Every time. So, you know, he's scared. He's scared. It's all fear.
What?
Michael, knock it off.
Wow.
The angels
okay.
want you to stop.
Michael, I think
he's going to
knock your fucking head off.
I think it was funny when she said, you know, Leo and Sagittarians for Cindy because...
Hello?
I mean, Sagittarian is Joe, who I was married to for years, and Leo.
Oh, really?
And I was always told to stay away from Geminis, Leos, and Sagittarians because they're too free-spirited, and they're not my sign to be anywhere near.
Well, I don't know who told you that, but, I mean, things change every year. But, no, I feel like that actually that's a good sign for you. Sagittarius and Sagittarius, Aries, and Leo is a good sign for you. they got free spirited, but at the same time, they're good with cancer. They and when they really love, you can have a lot of fun with them, and I think you know that. They're a lot of they're free spirit, they're fun, but as they get older, they change too. Just as we get older, we change. So I know I feel good with that sign with you. So you was with both a Sagittarius and a Leo.
Yeah, I was with yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had three
boys.
Gemini, one was a Leo, one was a Sag. It went Leo, Gemini, Sag.
Wow.
And
yeah. Well, the Gemini must have drove you crazy, though.
Yeah, the Gemini did drive me crazy.
Yeah, because they're flip-floppy.
No, you know what? Geminis are headstrong, and I'm headstrong, so those two kind of go.
Yeah. Well,
who's going to throw the next right hook?
Yeah.
And I don't mean physically, I mean mentally.
Yeah, well, it's Geminis are very stubborn, too. If they say something, that's how they want it, and that's it. There's no discussion, you know?
Right.
And that's where you're getting that headstrong from, you know? But I do feel like that, poor Cindy, I feel like that, I hated to keep saying the delay, I didn't want you to think I was repeating myself, but you did have a lot of delays. But I do... In August, I think it's going to be a lot better for you, where I see you being happy.
Reese, give me one thing. What's up? What's going on with my health? Am I going to stay healthy? I know on my hand it says I'm going to have a long life.
I see you quit smoking. You smoking now? What's affecting your voice? Yeah.
What's that?
Well, you've been trying to stop.
I just trying to cut down.
Well, you're going to stop.
Well, Cindy, on that note, I'm going to light one up.
Negative way? I think it's a positive way.
I'm not ready to quit. Oh. I'm a funny smoker. I don't smoke during the day. I smoke at night. I don't smoke during the day. I'm too busy running around job sites.
Yeah, but you make up threefold
at
night.
Like you smoke. Well,
yeah,
I'm not
Cindy, how many
like
packs a day do you smoke at night?
No, I don't feel like she smokes
probably
a lot.
Probably three quarters of a pack.
Yeah, you're just as bad as me then, because that's what I do.
At night.
Yeah.
If I'm behind my desk working, or if I'm on the telephone.
Well, you know what? I just feel like she's under so much stress, too, that that's an outlet. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't quit unless you're ready to quit, because when you're stressed out...
Maria, let me ask you this.
You say
I'm under so much stress. I'm under more stress than you could ever put your wrap your arms around. When is it going to come a time in my life that I just release it and just say, fuck it?
I think it's don't laugh. I think it's going to be like September, October for you. I do. I think you're going to be like
oh
this.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I think that she's
because
going to
you're
be
right.
Like,
I'm way too giving. I'm way too giving.
You are.
But
I'm
love
only
you.
There for everybody, and I'm never there for myself.
No, and it's burning you out. Enough's enough.
Burnout.
Who? Can I ask you something personal? I just have to ask you. You don't have to answer me enough. But who is the person that I seen with my brother? Because that was, I didn't know what the...
That's my brother.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, sorry.
What did he say to you?
He said that it was a message for both of us. He said, at first my brother said that I was going to be okay, and I'm like, well, I'm asking for Cindy. And then it was like a vision I seen. I seen this other male that was in their 20s, and he said, tell her she's going to be okay. And I'm like, who's that? Like, and he said he was a relative of yours. And I'm like, huh?
Okay, that's
I'm like,
spooky.
Yeah,
hi,
I
was shitting
first. She
crying. Told me before
I'm
the
like,
show,
oh
and I wasn't. She's like, don't tell me. I was
so
losing
my
mind.
My brother came to you.
With my brother, yeah.
With your brother.
I got, like, I started crying, and I was telling Jeff, I'm like, oh, my God, like everybody's like, why are you so, you're a psychic, you see this stuff, you see visions all the time. I said, I haven't seen my brother in years. Like, he only came to me once in a dream, and I used to ask the medium, how come I don't see my brother? Where is he? I asked to see it, you know? And when I was concentrating on yours, he came in and with your brother. I didn't know, I couldn't figure out who it was. It was a relative. It was emotional, though.
Yeah, he was 28. I was 26.
Well,
and it was extremely emotional. It's been extremely emotional.
Well, he's with you, and he said that to tell you that he was going to be okay, that you're going to be okay.
that I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, you're going to be all right.
You want to hear the craziest thing? Is I had a dream. My mother had brain cancer back about 9 years ago, and I was sleeping. And my brother always kneeled when he spoke to me. He'd always kneel. He's just a kneeler. You know, he'd kneel down the end of the bed when he would speak to you. He would kneel on a chair. And I'm in a dead sleep, and you have to understand how I sleep. I've got a down comforter on me and then a beautiful down comforter at the end of my bed. And I thought I was dreaming, and this person came into my room, and it was him, and I'm sleeping. And he said to me, listen, I'm taking care of Mom right now. And I never had a dream about my brother from the day he died, nothing. And he said to me, I'm taking care of Mom right now, but I can't take care of you. You're going to be okay, but if you don't stop burning the candle at both ends, I cannot take care of you. I got to take care of Mom. Well, when I woke up, Maria, there was a knee print in the end of my down duvet comforter, and you don't understand how I sleep. I'm the neatest sleeper. And that was the first and last time I woke up, and I was in a ball of sweat, and I looked at the end of the bed, and when I saw that knee print, I went, I wasn't dreaming. This really happened. This really freaking happened.
Wow.
So now he's telling you I'm going to be okay. And he said that to me pretty much that night, but he also said, but you need to take care of you. I can't take care of you and Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he said. I can't take care of you. I can take care of Mom right now. She's going to be okay. But you got to stop burning that candle at both ends. And so when he's telling you, tell her she's going to be okay. You know, lately a lot in my own brain, I've been saying a lot outside of my brain, out verbally and in my brain. Craig, when I finally see you, I'm going to kill you because you left me here all alone to take care of all the shit.
Yeah.
And that must be why he's saying you're going to be okay, Cindy.
Exactly.
Because I'm taking care of everything.
You are. I go, you know what? I go, and that's the thing. That's what I picked up psychically. It's like you're doing so much. That's why I kept saying you're such a giver, and you've given so much of yourself that you need to start taking care of you, what does Cindy want to do, you know, what's good for you.
I got one last question. How do I get rid of these panic attacks?
Have you tried any type of meditation?
No, I don't have time to meditate. I'm on the go.
I was going to say that. I know it. the other thing I would suggest is either that or try walking. But you know what's getting herbal? Do you do anything with herbal stuff or anything like that?
No, actually, when the show was playing, I had more people. There was an episode about my panic attacks, and they sent me everything in the world I got delivered to me in the mail, you know, Mona something drinks and this drink and that drink and, you know, herbs and, you know, I don't know who's sending what, so it's hard for me to, you know, because there's a lot of spooky people.
I know. I'm going to be on, I have anxiety attacks, so whatever, it's panic, anxiety, the doctor said it's all, like, kind of linked into the same thing. But I was put on medicine, and so it's helped me. And I think when people are very sensitive and very caring and they pick up things, some of the people that you'll see with the anxiety and panic, it's because we take on
too much.
So
you think I'm a very sensitive person, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Oh, I think you are too.
I think you're very sensitive, very caring. And I'm not saying other people like that don't have anxiety. I think that the majority of people have anxiety and panic attacks, and especially if you went through a devastation, like all the, you know, the devastations that, you know, if you went through stuff of losses, like I lost my brother, like just different things with the family, you know, will affect you.
So why am I so tough on the outside and puppy poopy on the inside?
Because
you got Michael
like
right. Michael holds everything in. Michael doesn't express himself.
You don't want to let people in because you know why? You don't want to be hurt.
I don't want to be hurt.
Right.
You don't want to be hurt anymore. You're tired of being hurt. As much as you love people, you're like, I don't want to be hurt. You know, but I feel like you got your wall up. You know, but that doesn't make you a bad person, you know. That's such a good person, you know. and you're tired of getting taken advantage of, basically. I'm not saying you get taken, not so much in that, in love, like you feel.
Listen, you're sitting talking to one of my oldest and best friends on the line with us, Michael. Does she have me right down to the T?
Yeah.
Giving, warm.
Yeah.
And I don't quit. I'll keep coming, Maria. I'll keep coming after you until I can try to knock sense into you. I will keep coming after you until I can get through to you.
Huh.
Even if I can't shake you, I'll keep trying to shake you. And I got to stop doing that.
It
drives me crazy.
Well, you know why? Because you see it in people, and you have that drive to not give up. And that's what, you know what? When you lost your brother, you decided, I don't know if this is true, but when you lost somebody close to you, whether it was your brother or somebody, you felt responsible to take care of your family, and that's why you take care of them today. I don't know if you take care of everybody, but I feel like you do. You feel really tied to that.
You're actually absolutely right. The roles reversed the day my brother died.
Mm-hmm.
I went from the princess to the caretaker. The minute he died, everybody fell apart, and I was the one who stayed strong.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's why I go after and try to protect and save and try to rescue everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
And when you said a dog, the only thing that I could tell you, you know, when you said the dog is that I was always the one bringing home the animal that was lost in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother and father would be like, another dog? Where'd you find this dog? We got to find this dog's home. You know, I would always find the stray dog.
Yeah. Well, that's what you know what? When you see people down and out, you help them. And a lot of times you don't tell people because you're like, they knew I was doing this.
They would kill me.
They kill me, yo. But you know what? The person that you are, and you got so many good qualities. You know, I wouldn't knock your good qualities. I think that what I pick up psychically is the things that you need to change is that what you talked about. You already know the things that you need to change, you know? And I think you will. You know, it's not, and the thing is, people want it like fixed right away. It's going to take a little bit of time, you know, to fix it. But you'll do it. But I think that I think you're going into a way better time. Cancers, my sisters are cancers, and they've been hit with all kinds of stuff. And it is changing for them finally. And cancers, Leo's same sign, almost the same sign. Okay. They've been getting hit for the last, 5 years, 6 years, because my best friends are Leos, you know. And they're going
I've got one last question. And
sure.
You said something about, listen, I sign contracts every day. I'm a builder. So, you know, that I don't know where you're coming from with contracts because everything you do is contracts.
Okay.
When you're in construction, when you're in development, you're always signing contracts.
Maybe at the show.
You did say, well, you know, there are things on the horizon with the show, and it's just I'm so undecided because it was such a bad taste in my mouth with HGTV that I'm terrified to do it again. And I think that's holding me back from making good or bad decisions. See, I'm a perfectionist, so what I do, if it's not perfect or the way I want it done, then you've got, you know, then you've got a tilt of the hunt on your hands.
Honey, you call me.
And
I'll
I thought that
you.
Show should have been different. What's that?
You call me, honey. I'll rough them up for you. You tell them to call me. I'll take
but
care.
You know what? She's right, though. They're not letting her, like, let me ask this, because... It could be the contracts, could be in the show. I'll tell you, the contracts that I'm talking about is something really big. Like, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be something coming up with you. Let's put the show aside for a second. There's something big coming up with a building. Not a house, a building. Someone's going to ask you to do something with the building. That's going to be coming up. It's huge.
Well, I think a 20,000 square foot house is a huge house.
But I do get, like, really big things around you coming up. And as far as the, let me pick on the, as far as the show, see, you still have the strength card. So it's saying, I would just, right now, stay strong around it. There's nothing really you could do. I still don't think you should make a decision this month. and we got like a week left. I don't know when you have to make a decision by, but you the NCAT comes out the 8th of September.
That's funny you say that because my production company, he's on vacation for 2 weeks. And I just got an email from him today that said we need to talk when I get back.
Yeah. Wait.
Freaky.
Wait. I'd wait because, you know what, once you do this talk, I think you're actually going to talk to him in 3 weeks, okay, or 2.5 weeks. And once you have this talk, it looks great. It does. It looks great. I think things are going to turn around. That's why I kept saying things are going to turn around with you. The thing is, you do get these delays around work. I don't like them. It's just too many. But then she has, like, a miracle.
You are so right. You don't understand. I'm never delayed on a project, ever. Never. And you are right. I've got three on a delay. I have three on a delay because they're all at the same. What's that?
One has to do with water, something wrong with the water or water. There's something with water, and she gets a nine of
funny, I just had a reading by somebody else that said the same thing, water. The only thing I can think of is there's a house going up with two houses I'm doing right now with pools.
That's great. Could have something to do with the piping or something. I don't know what that is exactly. There's something to do there with water, but it just shows is I would hang in there. It just shows delays, like I said. It's not going to – everybody said, how long is a delay? To be honest with you, I don't know. It depends on the person. It could be a couple weeks. I don't think it's long. I think it's more that you're going to be frustrated, like, what the heck, you know? It will go by you as far as that. But I think the show looks great. I think that's going to be coming up, and I think that you'll be signing the contract in August. I do.
Cindy, that's why we drive each other crazy.
What's that?
That's why we drive each other crazy. We had a past life.
You know what? I've known Michael since 12 years old, and when you say he has a rocky childhood, is that teenage years? Is that childhood years?
I feel like it was his childhood. You know, it could have been teenage years where he got into a lot of trouble, you know. He liked to be free. He just wanted to do what he wanted to do, you know. He still might be like that. He likes his freedom.
Yeah, that's Michael. Michael got into a lot of trouble.
Be
he
likes his freedom. You're like, why can't he just do something? Like, I feel like you guys meet up on, like, you'll just discuss things and everything's good, and then you're waiting for him and you're like, I don't believe he's doing this to me again. He throws you off.
Michael, what is wrong with you?
I know.
Hey.
Do I need to drive to Boston and slap the shit out of you?
I think so.
And that's like,
I saw the
like,
show.
You know,
I saw the love triangle.
Back. And he decided
bitch.
To step back.
What's that, Maria?
I said, you decided to step back because of it. You're like, I can't take this. I got panic attacks. I can't take him acting like this. This is strange.
You're right.
I know. I see it. I see you like, you know what? You can't. It's too, you're going through too much. And, Michael, you can't take it personal and hold in because I think he is scared. I think it's a lot of why he does it is fear. It's almost like you're right. He knows he sabotages it. And whether he knows it subconsciously, like, you know, he thinks you're supposed to know what he's thinking of.
That's funny.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
All right, well, you know what? You blew my mind tonight, and you guys are right over there. You said she blew your mind. Who got the reading over there?
Me?
Yeah.
And she called me, and we were just chatting about everything, you know, and trying to set stuff up. And she gave me this reading, and I'm like, okay. You know, because honestly, in the beginning, I was like, yeah, all right. I've got a lot of information there on Facebook. And she's saying stuff to me that's not, you know, I'm not you. You know, you can't Google me and find this shit out. She was saying stuff that, I mean, my jaw was on the floor. There's no way she could have known this stuff.
Yeah, but I don't even think I was on your Facebook at that time either.
No, well, you know, but that was just, you know, the skeptic in me going, all right, what's on Facebook that somebody could pull up? But you had said stuff that was not anywhere online. No matter what, you could have found out.
No,
and
she
done something that I don't talk to anyone about. It blew my mind.
She got Michael right down to a T. Me, I've got to be, you know, skeptical because there is so much out there on me. And you, Marie, you got to understand that.
But
I mean, come on.
Fine.
You can
no,
look up
I
just about
that.
Everything in the world. I mean, whether they're lies or they're truth, I'm married to Mike Holmes. I got quadruplets. You know what I mean? You can.
Oh, geez. But
you
let me tell you
something,
Bowen. I believe you were supposed to get Red Cindy, and this is why I'll tell you this, is because last year I was at Calhoun's, and I seen you. I was with Candy O'Terry, and she had got a reading with me, and when we were walking,
so you saw me freeze. Wait a minute, hold on. You saw me freeze and have a panic attack on stage with Michael. I don't know if you saw me freeze.
I didn't see you on stage.
I froze. Huh?
Oh. I don't know. I
don't know.
If I was on stage.
When,
I'll tell you
when
that.
Candy at Kowloon, Michael
yeah.
and I did the introduction to. At that
the
event,
I forget
who we introduced Michael. John Ford. I don't remember who we introduced.
Yeah,
I thought it was John Ford Coley.
I think it was Charlie. It was Charlie Farron because Candy's friends with Charlie.
No, it was John Ford Coley, I think.
Yeah, that's what
she did. She got up and sang with them. She got up and sang with them. That's right.
So I froze on stage that night, and Michael, I kept going, wanting to go off the stage, and Michael grabbed me back, and he kind of just, Michael's very, you know, he's not, he's shy. He's very shy. I'm not shy. I froze, and he had to, like, take over. And he had to step into my shoes, and you know, and he carried me. He carried me. I literally went left. You know, when they sit on stage, left, I went left.
I don't remember that. I don't remember seeing you on stage. When we came late. All I'm saying is when it got over towards the middle of it, I had walked by with Andy O'Terry, and I was seeing you, and I had just seen, and I said hi, and I was at something said, and I was talking with her, you need to read her, and I'm like, huh? It was weird because I was like,
who's
that's
breathing
strange.
Into the phone so heavy? Who's breathing
not
into
me.
The phone so heavy?
I don't know, but it sounds like somebody's about to pass out.
Michael, is that you?
No, I don't think so.
Somebody's breathing.
Is it Madison or Mike? Oh, my God. I think Michael is still on the line, and he said he was going to bed. He may have passed out on the phone.
Wow, that's bad
so
for the psychic. He fell asleep.
So I'm sorry, Maria. So you saw me at Kowloon.
Yeah. And I was
and it took you all this time to Facebook me? That was almost a year ago.
I didn't know you was on Facebook. You know? Well, one thing, I'll tell you this. I was on another radio show. Other than that,
I had to delete somebody to let you on, by the way.
Oh, thank
I had
you.
If you remember, I think I wrote to you. I've got to delete you. I got to delete some people to let you on. I've got about 100 people out
them.
There that can't get on.
All right, wait, Marie, thank you. Cindy, my phone's dying.
Okay. Okay. You're welcome. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Michael.
Bye.
You don't sabotage no more.
Bye, Mikey.
No, I won't. I'm no sabotage.
Michael, don't make me come up to Boston and slap the shit out of you. I'll knock your fucking head off. I'll be up in August. I'll be looking you up.
We'll see you up here in August.
Maria, you and I are going to have
to
do a reading.
I read Candy O'Terry, and I don't think she believed me. And then I started reading her, and she was like, oh, my God, there's stuff that no one would know. I had an investigative reporter come here, and she didn't believe anything I said. So she said, so you take people's money, huh? And I said, I take people's money? I said, well, it's my living. And she says, I don't believe anything. Oh, she was mean, really mean. And something said, don't be, just be nice to her. And I started reading her. I started telling her stuff. Then she thought it was a prank. I was telling Jeff. She goes, they're pranking me at work. I'm like, what? She called work. What are those?
Well,
now
I think you
Facebook
and I got to get
and
together and have a private reading at my office.
Yeah, it's better to do one-on-one anyways.
Yeah, without anybody around.
But,
I think you've got it.
I want to be there.
We'll keep you on the phone. We'll get you on the speakerphone so you can hear everything.
Bullshit, honey. Okay, I'm on vacation for the rest of the week. I was already wanting to drive up. I was going to be like, show up at your office and be like, hi, can I help you do work today? Because I'm bored and I have nothing better to do with my life.
Don't forget me. You know what? I go, I don't usually advertise. This is my only, like, probably third time. Okay, I don't usually advertise. I don't put advertisements out. I don't put psychic signs out. That, you know, I just started this with Facebook, and because I felt like not to do it. Every time I was telling Jeff, every time I went to do a web page, my computer broke. Brand new computers, they would break, and I'm like, okay, it's a sign. I'm not doing it. That's it. So I had to wait, and I really believe the people that came to me was all word of mouth. I mean, I read for Kathleen Nunes, who she said, a lot of celebrities don't want to know. They'll say, don't say that you read for me, which I said to Jeff, it's hard for me.
All I want is just give me the bad. Any bad coming around the corner, I need to be prepared for it.
No, no, but
Cindy,
who
I would specifically told on Facebook not to let her tell you bad stuff by Angela.
I want to know the bad.
Cindy, who gets headaches?
What's that?
Who gets headaches, migraines, headaches?
That's Michael, not me.
Oh. I feel like he gets bad headaches.
Vicious.
Do you see any alcohol in Cindy's future in, like, maybe, let's say, the end of August?
No,
everybody
has
told me
have...
I'm such a bad influence, and I'm hoping I can boil this over.
She doesn't want to drink. She has to, because she feels like she needs to be in control. And she doesn't like feeling out of control. That's the same thing as far as being in a plane. She needs to feel in control. There's nothing wrong with that. She doesn't like when someone's taking over, because then she's like, wait a minute, I don't know if they know how to drive right. I don't know what they need to do.
Oh, my God, Michael would be dying right now if he heard this. I hate to fly.
Right, Cindy? I'm freaking out. Like, how is she going to pull on the plane?
I hate to fly.
She doesn't like, even if somebody's driving, I'll tell you right now, she'll be like, push over. I'm driving. You know, she has to... She takes on that responsibility. As you know, she needs to do
like
that.
Like me.
Because you know why? She feels like they're not doing it right, and usually she's right. And
nobody does anything right in my life but
they
me.
Don't. They don't. It's
truth.
Hard to get good help. That's
God,
like me.
I feel
I tried
like
to
everybody
open
around
a,
me.
I opened up a business, and I hired psychics, and nobody wanted them. They wanted me, so I said, what good is this? Shut it down.
Spend the money
for rent.
That's the problem. When you hire C. Stumpo, Everybody wants Cindy.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm one person spread out in 20 different directions all day long.
Well, you don't necessarily bill, do you?
You have to understand something. I can't deal with foremen, so I am the foreman of all my jobs. So I run every job myself.
But did
every
you start
job.
Off like that? Like, did you start off actually, like, doing the physical building?
Always been a foreman.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Always been a foreman.
That's awesome. That's amazing. That is amazing.
So, you know, on a daily basis, you're running about 100 guys a day.
Honey, I wish that was my life.
You know what? You're going to be over... A million.
I took my hardwood floor guy and threw him across the room the other day.
Well, the only thing that I get.
Oh God, where were the cameras on that day? Thank God, down.
Now that would have been great TV.
Yeah,
well, you've got a two-hour meeting coming up. I see a two-hour meeting as far as the show's concerned. And you're not going to do it unless everybody's in agreement. She wants to check with everybody. She's not going to do it.
And what I say to you, Jeff, I'm not going to do it unless it's my way.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I completely agree with you. I think that's how it has to be.
And she'll
because
get it.
Because that show could have been so much more.
That's right.
And I mean, I know that. Just from the talking to you, like, there's so much more to you than what they put on that show and your work ethic. I mean, there's just so much more they could have done.
It was too goofy for me.
They were too busy worried about your fucking love triangle.
Yeah,
there is no love triangle.
What do they want to do?
Like, dramatize it? Like,
I'm the real. I'm a veteran builder of 25 years, and I was a drama queen for HGTV. Yeah, okay. Like, I will ever let that happen again.
But this is the thing, though. I never understood why they did that to begin with, because to me, like, when I saw the show...
You and me
and
both,
that promo,
huh?
And somebody had messages on the website saying...
Listen, the promos were great.
If
they backed the show up the way they put the promos out, it would have been a fabulous, fabulous show.
Yep.
The promos were great.
Yep.
Okay? It said
then
it all, especially
the
promos in
promo.
Canada. The promos in Canada were even better than the promos in the United States. You know, she's beating the guys at their own game. I mean, they really did it right. They did the promos right, but the show was so weak, so weak. They had a strong character, and they just made her weak. You know, it was like, I'm watching these shows going, are you kidding me? I was under the covers hiding.
I told
That's
you
awful.
What my favorite promo is. You know it. Because that was true. My favorite thing
I think
is when
that,
Sam...
You're talking about the trailer. That was the teaser.
Yeah, yeah.
Different.
When Sam
promos
was pulling into that your building, and you're like, how many drinks do you have last night? Oh,
yeah.
You ever come into my house and all like that? I'll knock your fucking head off. Like, that to me was like the most... And then she drives out of the parking lot.
See, that's a teaser. Promo is what they were advertising on HGTV before they released the show. And the promos were strong. The promos were great. But then you watch the show, to me,
it
was just
a complete
letdown. You know, it was just a letdown.
What are they going to do with Donald Trump? Can I ask
What's
you
that?
Something? It's going to be an offer. You're not going to believe me right now. But I don't know if you do. I feel like there's going to be something connecting her with Donald Trump.
Shut the front door.
No, I'm not kidding you. Watch.
Sandy?
Well, it's a funny thing. I was at an event with Ivanka, and something came up that I guess he tried to get me on Celebrity Apprentice, and somehow, because it was a competitive network, and it never even got to me, I guess, you know, either HGTV or whoever crushed it, because it's a competitive network. So
why wouldn't they put you on that? Are you
because
kidding?
Listen.
No, you're gonna do it.
I had radio stations, and radio stations end up calling me directly, that they were calling over to HGTV saying, we want Cindy Stumpo, and they're going, well, you know, you've already interviewed Cindy Stumpo. Can we, you know, will you do Selling New York? And they're like, no, we want Cindy Stumpo, and this is right out of New York.
Well, that's because they're afraid of what you're going to say.
No, I'm talking before the show started. They were getting so many calls inundated to interview Cindy Stumpo. And then they were getting radio stations that wanted to bring Cindy back on halfway through season, and they needed help pushing their other shows. So then there's this one radio station, a big radio station in New York. They were like, you know what? Then we're going to go to Cindy Stumpo directly, and they actually called me directly and said, will you come back on air again? And this is a big radio station. It's probably one of the largest radio stations.
Donald Trump, I'm telling you. I see. I feel like it's this year, too. I feel like he's going to get he's going to get in touch with you. And you'd be like, oh, my God.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Okay, honey, if he calls you, can I just volunteer for that month to be your personal assistant?
You got it.
Wait. Can I get in on that?
Why, did you fall asleep? Are you up now?
Oh, I didn't fall asleep. This is Madison, darling.
Oh, it's Madison.
Oh, no, Michael said it was Madison that was snoring.
Oh, it was Michael.
I did after hours.
Well, I feel like, yeah, she's going to do something. It was something earlier that when I kept typing to her, she was typing at the same time. I said, she's freaking me out.
Yeah, we actually
messaged really
each other the same exact time.
How
weird
is that?
I know you
that?
Love your building business, but I firmly believe that you are somebody that's meant to be on television.
Yeah, she
I
is.
I don't know why.
Definitely,
yeah. Like, I just feel people
I know, guys,
need
but
to
you know
what?
You. Listen, I'm getting old now, guys. I'm 47. How long do you think I can do this for? You know what I mean?
Oh, honey, you got a good 30 years.
If I was 35, it'd be a different ball game. You know, I'm getting old out there.
Give me a break, Chickie.
Nah, you're young. You know what? I just feel like you're gonna do. I do feel like there's something coming up with Donald Trump, and I also feel like it's not even that, it's your own life. I feel like this second half of your life you live in is going to be totally different.
And Joe, where does he fit into
this
whole... Where does Joe fit into this whole picture?
Oh, that's a good one.
He's... I don't know. I get backwards. Why do I get that? Does he... I don't know. I see him stepping back, maybe... But I see something backwards. I don't know. As soon as you said that, I got backwards. What does that mean? Does he, What sign is he? Is he the Gemini or is he a Sag?
Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Good soul,
he wants to
good
do
person.
Things, like, really, yeah, he's very giving as well. He wants to do things quick. He's in a rush. He gets bored easy. And I also feel like with him, I just he's not sure. He's kind of waiting, too. Does he want to go back with you as well?
I
feel like
I
that
think
he...
He's waiting for something,
Cindy.
I don't know if we've ever, you know, completely cut ties, but, you know, we've had two beautiful kids and we've kept a very, 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 very good relationship.
Yeah.
You know,
that's where it's stuck right there. It's, you're not sure, you know, and I think around as far as, especially your daughter, I think your daughter worries about you a lot. I feel like your son does. You got two good signs as kids that they're very caring. And even though at times, because Cancers and Aries can clash, but at the same time they love each other, you know? So you might clash at times, and that's normal, but you're very loving.
Who's an Aries, Mammy? You, Sammy?
Yeah.
Oh, Sammy's my Aries. Yeah,
yeah,
I try to make her stronger, and she pulls back, and she's like, you know, she's my weak link. Not weak link, weak.
Oh.
Like, she's not, she'll say to me, you're argumentative, I'm not. You know, sometimes I just want her to stand up for herself more, and she just takes that back.
Oh, I see her doing that, though.
What's that?
No, I see a change with her. I see her doing that. I see her.
God, from your
mouth,
God, please let her stand up for herself.
Oh, she will. I'm telling you.
Well, start to.
She will.
She said
she doesn't like to fight.
Yes.
That's the thing. She doesn't like to fight. She doesn't want to. She doesn't want to fight with anybody.
Sammy said she picks. Sam says she picks and chooses her battles. I just fight with everybody.
Yeah, but you know what?
I just don't understand why she can't tell somebody to go bang. You know. Blow away. Go, you know, I just don't understand why she can't just tell somebody off.
She can't.
Because she's too sweet.
She doesn't.
It makes you feel better, trust me.
Oh, I agree.
It will.
Well, you know why? Because you don't like to see her crying. Because she's been crying.
I don't. That's correct.
I
don't like
cry.
To see you crying. That's right. That's the problem. I don't like to see her crying.
When she comes home crying, you get all upset because you're like, what? You know? She must have a lot of Pisces in her. She's right on the line of Pisces and Aries. But
when those big eyes open and she cries, my heart just breaks. I want to go fight her battles for her, and I do it, and it's wrong, and I've been doing it since she could walk and talk.
We actually have an argument.
You know, I just want to be 24 years old and knock out a few of her girlfriends.
Well, you know why? Because they hurt her feelings. A lot of them are very, like, kind of, they say things to her that's mean, and she doesn't want to say anything. Or they say insulting things to her, and she comes home and she's like, do you believe what they said? And you want to say something correct because you're the mother, you know? But I feel like that's where she feels hurt. Her friends mean everything to her. Ask her that.
What did I tell you today?
What?
What did I tell you today? That I just lost my best friend ever because she's a fucking douchebag.
You lost what?
Oh, but now we're not friends anymore. That's
yeah, I mean, she just picks up two friends together and now neither one talks to her. It's like, what, are you kidding me? I would be calling both of them saying, what are you two, both assholes?
Yeah, Sam,
actually,
I would too.
Awful.
I had a similar situation.
She doesn't need them. She deserves better. She doesn't need them.
She's got her favorite drag queen.
There's Madison.
She's going to do really well anyways. And you know what, Samantha, I think it's all, it really does come down, it's sad because I'll tell you, it's all jealousy. It really is. And that's what makes me mad with people. It's like, why be jealous? Be happy for them so you can get good stuff in your life, you know? And people understand. People work hard for where they are, and they don't get that, you know?
It's funny, but both of my kids ended up with my, because of my success and because of my reputation, were very well known in this area. because of what I do, and I think they've had to pay the consequences, you know.
Yeah.
You drive around where we live and you see enough C. Stumpo signs, you know, it kind of gets like, another house. You know what I mean? They felt the heat.
Yeah.
They felt the heat. You know, whether the kids were listening to whatever the parents were saying at the kitchen table, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Chelsea.
Yeah, but you know what? You set a really good example for people, too, Cindy. So it's not, I mean.
But you've got to be a very secure person to be a friend of mine. If you're insecure,
yeah,
it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't have a lot of friends. What I do have is very close friends. And then
mm-hmm.
the rest, I only let you in so deep.
Hey,
yeah.
Well, honey, you could call me anytime. You can
I know
my
that.
Shoulder.
And I know that, trust me.
I got you.
Same,
I'll grab
yeah,
the box
I'm not insecure.
That's going to kill me. Can text me tomorrow. Tell these kids to shut up. I can't take that.
Look, I
okay,
have to say,
I'm with enough Reagan. Even though it's going to go on.
Cindy, just knowing her the short time that I have, what she's done for me and the show is just, I mean, she's such an awesome person. Like, I can't
yeah.
even, it's unreal. Not many people
That's
would do
I
that.
That's why I can't wait to bring her to the benefit.
Wow. That's neat, though. But see how giving she is to do that? I know. Thank you, Cindy, for, you know, I'm sure it's going to help me. Everybody's been friend requesting me now. So hopefully it will.
Half my friends can't find you. Are you in private?
Yeah, people have been texting
me. There's a link on our website for Angels Calling.
Yeah, Angels Calling.
Well, you'll see where you're getting friends from. You'll see if you're getting friends from my Facebook or Samantha's because you'll see where they tie in.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
But what I want you to do is post it on my Facebook that it was, you know, we had an awesome reading tonight on Jeff's, so people will see that.
Okay, great.
Put on Tough as Nails and put it on my regular Facebook. You know,
I'll tag you both in it and I'll do it for you guys.
See, but when you do it, or somebody else does it, unless I then hit. When you post
Reshare.
To my wall, it only goes so much on mini feed unless I post it myself on the wall. That's
right.
Why I move you up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, I know.
You ever notice
I
do
that,
Jeff? I move it up.
Mm-hmm.
Put something on my
wall. I know,
wall.
Because every time you post something and I have it, says Jeffrey Emmett. Tonight, Cindy Stumbo.
Right, but
Cindy,
it'll get
you
out to
live
more
in Newton or Wellesley.
Posted.
Are you in Newton or Wellesley?
I'm in Chestnut Hill.
You're in Chestnut Hill. What is connecting to Newton with your son or around your son? Something with Newton Wellesley. Do they go to school there? Because I'm picking up something with Newton with you. Or do you build there? Or
yeah, I build in Newton and Brookline.
Okay. Is there another place, too, that wants you to build?
I don't leave my territory. Else? My territory.
Okay. Well, there's something big coming up. I don't know if it's Newton Wellesley on the line or there's something there. It's near a school. Something big coming up.
Oh, I know what it is. Chad's playing at Woodland Golf Club right near Newton Wellesley. Next week.
Oh, is there a big tournament there? Did you say something with my son around Newton Wellesley?
Yeah.
My son's got a big tournament coming up right
across
the street.
Oh, he's going to do good. I see trophies all around him.
Well, there's the hospital, the Newton Wellesley Hospital is right across the street from that golf club.
Yeah.
Wow, there you go.
That's a tournament.
Oh, so creepy.
I'll let you know how he does.
I have chills, Jeff.
You,
I got you.
Both your
the
kids are
going to
do good. And you know what? Samantha and him are close, too, are very close. I see a very close connection with them. And they watch out for each other, which is neat.
Yeah, he plays the big brother role, even though he's the
yep.
little brother.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's
their relationship
I thought,
is
I thought he was
stronger,
older.
Stronger
I thought he was
older.
Older.
They're
no,
7 years.
He wants to protect her.
Now they're finally catching up to each other.
Oh, that's good. You get a good, very
he's
good,
my
solid, close family.
He's like you because he'll go and fight everyone's battles. He'll tell everyone to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, he's like me. He'll knock your head right off your shoulders.
He yelled at my friend's sister there because of me. He called her out.
No, what happened was I wrote on her friend's Facebook wall. And somebody, the sister made a comment. Oh, the mother's fighting the battles or something, so Chad wrote back, no, now here's the brother. My mother was playing, but now I'm going to fight my sister's battles, and you don't want that now.
The girl didn't say a word back.
He called us, I don't know, listen, you ugly. But that's the worst thing you can do to any girl, young girl's voice, tell you you're ugly.
Ugh.
Hey, that's the worst thing you could do to anybody, because if you tell me I'm ugly, I'm going to cut you. I'm going to go pull a straight blade out my titties, and I'm going to cut you.
What titties? You don't do drag anymore, Kelly.
Marie, have you ever had a reading where it like freaked you out that you were afraid to tell the person what it said?
Yeah, tonight, me. Marie, what are you holding back on me that you don't want to let out?
I'm holding back? I know what I'm holding
back.
The only one that I'm worried about is someone being sick, and I felt like it was your grandmother.
My grandmother.
Hey, your mother.
Oh,
sure. Is one of them sick?
What's that?
Has one of them been sick or not feeling that well? I didn't think
my mother
just
had some
dead,
surgery.
Maybe you guys are worried.
My mother had some surgery yesterday that she was in the hospital overnight.
Oh, that's what it is then. I didn't feel like it was that bad, but she'd be okay. Was it around her stomach area?
Yeah, bladder.
A hernia or something? Was there something with the intestines or hernia? What am I picking up?
Bladder and rectum.
Oh, okay. All right. She'll be all right. She's a tough cookie, you know.
How about that brain cancer? We going to get it back?
No, I feel like that it's gone. What time is your mom sending? What month is she?
October 5th.
Well, she's a Libra. And what's going on with Libras is they're having a lot of health issues, as you know. And if you listened in, the other one, husband, was a Libra. And my dad's a Libra, he's having health issues. But, no, I feel like that she's going through stuff right now, but it will get better for her. I feel like this is a setback, but I do get a healing around her. Is your mother or is it you that's saying prayers a lot?
Nah, nobody. We're not big prayer people.
Well, amen. Somebody is, and it's around... I feel like it's around your mother, but I feel good about it.
Unless she's become religious in the last 24 hours, not to my knowledge. She's about the most unreligious me.
I felt like someone around there was...
That's my grandmother who got it. She'll tell you she is.
Who's your grandmother? But there's some prayers there for your mother, and I do feel like a healing around her. So I feel good with it. I feel like that... She's had enough of our share, you know?
So I'm not going to have a stroke or a heart attack on a job site or die in an airplane?
No, I think that, you know what that is? I want to tell you, and I feel like you went to the hospital or the doctors with it. It's feeling like you can't breathe, feeling I can't breathe. And it's all this anxiety and panic. I think it's anxiety attacks. They may call it panic or whatever. Like I said, I think it's all linked into one. I think you got both.
I do have both, honey.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
I have constant anxiety, and I have panic disorder.
Yeah, I think it's both. And I think what happens is when you're at, especially I tell people at night, it's when everything's hitting, did I do this, did I do that, did I, and especially you with all the, your plate is overfilled. You're on overload there, and it's too much stuff going on. So then, you could be driving or you could be walking or wherever you are, you're going to feel like you'll start thinking, not even maybe realize it in your subconscious, and you start thinking and you're like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, and you're overwhelming yourself.
Hey, we might get like 30 seconds.
I'm going to tell you guys something. If Michael was my brother in my past life, I must have killed him.
We might get cut off soon. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Can I say something? You nailed him to a T.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so what's up with the whole him keeping trying and you going back? Sounds like a little HGTV love triangle, true?
Oh no, it's actually not. It's I keep